KQED.
We begin in Congress. California Congressman Brad Sherman says it's time to impeach President Donald Trump. Sherman is circulating articles of impeachment with his House colleagues. The San Fernando Valley Democrat says the testimony of fired FBI Director James Comey shows there is enough evidence to consider impeachment. Sherman says Comey's testimony shows obstruction of justice by Trump into an investigation tying Trump's campaign to Russian operatives. Comey didn't go that far himself in his public testimony. He did say he believes the president pressured him to stop an investigation into ties between the Trump campaign and the Russian government. I spoke with Congressman Sherman earlier and asked him why he thinks now is the time to start the impeachment process.
Day after day, Donald Trump poses a real risk to our country. It's one flabbergasting mistake after another. The national interest requires that we act expeditiously.
What you're talking about, to be very clear to our listeners, is not that the president will be found and should be removed immediately from office, but essentially that the House should open up an investigation into whether the president has committed a crime.
The House should formally consider an article of impeachment. I believe that the House has sufficient evidence to pass it. That is, in effect, a decision that there's probable cause, and the Senate should hold a trial.
House Speaker Paul Ryan said this.
The president's new at this. He's new to government, and so he probably wasn't steeped in the long-running protocols that establish the relationships between DOJ, FBI, and White Houses. He's just new to this.
With this in mind, with Paul Ryan's statement in mind, do you think it's possible Republicans are even going to consider this at this point?
We'll have to see. We'll have to see what the reaction in the country is. My guess is that we will not see Republicans coming out for impeachment for many months, and that we will not see it until additional evidence is provided.
To the best of your knowledge, does Special Counsel Mueller have an active investigation into the president?
Yes, that's his job.
Into the actual president, not his associates, not the campaign, but is actively investigating President Trump.
He's investigating the whole process, which obviously includes the president. Whether he's looking at the possibility of collusion prior to the election or Michael Flynn's violations of law, mostly after the election. Which persons involved in the campaign or the administration, if any, will be subject to this report remains to be seen. But if you're investigating the Trump campaign, you're investigating all the top people in the Trump campaign, and Donald Trump is certainly among them.
You have shared with your colleagues your articles of impeachment that you co-wrote. What feedback are you getting from your colleagues?
I expect that some will have some ideas on how to improve the draft. Others may think that we should go more slowly, and some want to encourage me to take this to the next step, which is to take this draft and actually submit it to the clerk of the House.
And you plan on doing that this week, it's my understanding.
Could be this week, could be next week. You know, I've been a lawyer for a long time, and often when you sit down with two or three people and try to improve a document, it can take 4 or 5 days.
Congressman, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you very much.